USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders have agreed on a bipartisan emergency funding bill that addresses the overflow of illegal aliens at the U.S.-Mexico border. But the House and administration have still yet to get on board with the bill that has funds of about $4.5 billion. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
It's time for Speaker Pelosi to bring a bill to the House floor to address the serious crisis and make sure that HHS has the money they need to take care of the health care needs of these young children that are being abused.
Another tense hearing on Capitol Hill over the Boeing 737 MAX jets. Retired pilot Sully Sullenberger was there to testify, saying that pilots need to be properly trained on the software of the airplanes.
These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us. These accidents should never have happened.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
With the latest polling on the Democrats running for president, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden maintaining a very comfortable lead over the other Democratic presidential hopefuls in this latest poll from USA Today and Suffolk University. The survey finds Biden with a 15-point lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 30-15%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren coming in third, with 10% among likely Democratic primary voters. No other Democrats in the huge field hit double digits in the poll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House Judiciary Committee is debating a bill that would study how the U.S. would implement reparations for victims of slavery. Testifying on Capitol Hill, actor Danny Glover says justice for black people cannot be achieved without radical change to the structure of our society. Meanwhile, Senator Cory Booker argued that black Americans deserve compensation for slavery, domestic terrorism, and segregation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on the defensive after calling migrant detention centers on the southern border concentration camps. The New York Democrat made the comparison Monday night on Instagram while criticizing the Trump administration's treatment of illegal aliens. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, shares with Fox News his thoughts on Ocasio-Cortez's comments.
I think she needs to understand what history is and not compare the both. The other thing she has to understand, too, what is happening along the border, has she been there to see it? These are people who are illegally crossing to coming over. This is a country that's actually caring for them, providing their health care, taking care of the children. And the majority of the children that are coming over are not with their parents. So it's fundamentally different, and she's trying to use something without understanding history, and I would never compare the two. She actually owes the country an apology.
One of the big four tech companies is building homes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Google promises $1 billion to address sky-high housing prices that it and its fellow Silicon Valley companies aided in the Bay Area. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. Some will be for low and middle income families. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs but can't afford a place to live.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.